Lokila, my name is Carlos. Hello, sir. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Who are you and what are you from?
And sir, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from
Carlos?
Oregon. Yes, sir.
You're calling from Oregon? You have a very thick accent. You're very hard to understand, Carlos.
I'm sorry, sir.
And you're wanting to do what?
We just conducted an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household...
Who's wanting you to collect this information?
Well, they don't tell us who the client is in order not to influence anybody's opinion. It can be the state, it can be a university, it can be anybody, sir. But does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Work for what?
Sorry. I got you funny though. But does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh,
yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered
yes.
to vote in Oregon? Okay.
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And so just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
51.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Caucasian.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican and not so strong?
Strong, I guess.
Okay. And thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed? How do you feel?
Currently very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, it means that it's a very important issue for you, and 0 means it's not at all important issue for you. And if you have no opinion, you let me know. Any number. How about on the issue of cracking down on illegal drugs from 0 to 10? How important it is?
Which was most important?
Is that
0
issue,
or 10?
Yeah, 0 is not at all important. A 10 is most important for you.
7.
Thank you. And improving K to 12 education? One number?
Probably a 9.
And funding for mental health services? One number?
It's 6.
And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. What number?
0.
And protecting abortion rights?
I didn't get that. What?
Protecting abortion rights. How important is that issue?
5.
And fighting inflation. And lowering the cost of goods from 0 to 10.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights. What number?
10.
And lowering rent.
10.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0
slow down,
to
100. Slow down. I don't know what you're saying now. You're going too fast.
Sorry. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people
and feelings.
Yes. Towards some people and organizations. Using a scale from 0 to 100. 100
rate
means,
my feelings on people and organizations.
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Okay? Democrats in Congress. What number?
Well, 1 was what now? Really, it's hard to understand here.
Okay. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay, okay.
100 means you feel very warm and favorable. Democrats in Congress, what number?
0. They suck. Cold. Bad.
Kamala Harris?
0.
Donald Trump?
He's a good guy. 8.
8 or 80? It's
you
100.
Said 1 to 10 again, right?
No, 0 to 100.
Oh, there's that accent thing again. Ah, let's go 80 then.
Thank you. And how about Luis Chavez Derrimer? What number?
I don't recognize the name, so.
Okay. J.D. Vance, recognize the name?
Yeah, but I just finally heard, I don't know nothing about him, so.
Okay.
I have no opinion.
You have no opinion. How about McDonald's, the corporation, from 0 to 100?
I don't really know much anything about them.
Okay, no opinion. Tina Kotek, from 0 to 100? Recognize the name?
Yeah, she's, 50.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum, what number?
Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
Don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden?
He's a 0. Idiot.
Republicans in Congress?
They're better. They're probably 70s.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. I'm moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for president for the independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump, if you have to decide today?
Trump.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Well, there again, I don't know who either one of those are.
Okay.
Probably the Republican, though.
Lori, okay. You can select undecided also. So how should I record your answer?
Hey, Lori. Lori.
Okay, thank you. Now, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very little slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her.
I just still don't know who she is. So she was a Democrat?
Well, I'm required to read verbatim in order not to influence your opinion. That's all I had written.
I don't know who she is, so no opinion.
Okay, we can move right along. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve, I guess.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now I want to read you a little bit more about information about the two candidates running for Congress. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse. With a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer, she's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and getting things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists and both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, sir, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Diremer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Or if you are undecided, please say so.
You're Republican.
Thank you. Sir, I know what specifically stuck up the most to you about Lori Chavez Diremer. One thing, if you can mention, please.
Like I said, besides she's a Republican, I don't know nothing about her.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Can you please raise her each statement on the scale?
I don't know nothing about her, so it ain't gonna do you no good to read all the spiel.
No, I know. It's just a statement that people have mentioned about her, and this is things you're going to hear during the campaign. Allow me just to read them real quick, and then you can tell me if that's a very convincing reason to support her, somewhat convincing or not at all convincing reason, okay? Now, here's the first one. For too long, people have been focused on the fight. But Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing as a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader. She's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she will not stop working to deliver the chance our communities needed. Now, how convincing is that statement to you in order to support Ms. Janelle Bynum for Congress? 0 means not at all convincing. 10 means very convincing.
0.
Thank you. And Janelle Bynum believes the hard work she paid off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down the cost and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
0.
Okay, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is proven a fighter who will stand up to extremists and help fight the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. Now, the stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. How convincing is that statement?
0.
Thank you, sir. And the last one, Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students in our schools. She filed for the Student Success Act, will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education opportunity. How convincing is that?
0.
Okay, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Lori Chavez Diremer or Janelle Bynum or undecided?
The first one, the Republican.
Okay. Now, go to Richard real quick, some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Berrymer. Sorry, please tell me how much each one of these troubles you support in Chavez Berrymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez Berrymer says one thing in Oregon, and it does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quoted, "You cannot compromise," end of the quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing bipartisan games. Now, is that statement raise any doubts about your support from Ms. Lori Chavez Berrymer? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
Not at all, and I know who's paying you for this survey now.
Well, like, you can say anyone, you know. I mean, these things you're going to hear during the campaign. So that's
no,
one way
no,
for you
no,
to
no,
show.
No, I know who's paying you now.
Yeah.
They have all these nice questions about the Democrats, and then they're all shitty and negative about the Republicans, yeah.
But it's one way for you to show them that no matter what they say, your support is still going to be not going to change, okay? That's all. Now, Lori Chavez Berrymer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Berrymer has invested and profited from ketamine treatment, the clinics, and the cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. And as a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is that statement concern you? Not at all? A big? A great deal?
I didn't catch about half of that.
Sorry. It's just a negative statement, Ms. Lori Chavez Berrymer. Is that make raise any doubts about your support for her? Not at all? Just
no,
some?
No.
Quite
no,
a bit?
No.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
So I'm going to ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Berrymer or the Democrat Janelle Biden? Or on
Republican.
This side? Okay, sir. Thank you for your patience. Let's finish this up. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college or vocational, college graduate, postgraduate?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single or divorced?
Living with, I'm engaged to a woman. Does that, where's that fall?
They used to be married. Sir, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
And congratulations on your engagement. Are you as any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
No.
And the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.